This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, it's John Farnese.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
John.
Hey, John, sorry.
It's okay. You were, I think you're supposed to give me some paperwork back or something, because I got to send you routing numbers so you can do this wire transfer.
Oh, yeah, Friday was an absolute madhouse. I've got so many customers trying to make month-end rush. The deal's in for funding right now. I'm waiting on an update, actually. But, yeah, do you have your wire transfer information you could send over to me?
Yeah, I'll send that over. Can you send a note to Sam, because he thinks I'm just dragging my feet on this, and he's blowing up my phone.
Yeah. So
I sent him an email and tell him you just got a little bit tied up Friday, but it was all coming through today, hopefully, and I'll shoot over my wire number now.
So what's his email? Sam. God, King's don't work. And what's your email?
My email is J-O-N at Farnese, F-A-R-N-E-S-E.
Gotcha.
.com.au.
Hi, everyone. I wanted to let you know, I tried to get the order funded on Friday, but due to the month-end rush, it did not fund yet. I expect an update in about 2 to 3 hours from my funding department.
Ruben, what's your email again?
It's R. Goldstein. Nothing.
You just need the routing and the checking number. I think this is just KSXXX.
Hold on a second.
Assistant, somebody.
Okay, I just sent you an email.
Okay.
Yeah, and just so you know, this first transaction, obviously, pre-funding, you being a new company, once we get these things hammered out, I think hopefully we can do some more business in the future. It's just, can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Most of my programs, we could care less who the supplier is. It's really on the client's credit. But the program I'm using for SAM has very specific vendor requirements because basically it allows us to give much better pricing than traditional credit models. But on the flip side, they have to make sure that they're very particular about the vendor. So you won't kind of get this grief from me in the future, I promise.
No worries.
I got to keep everyone happy.
Good luck with that.
In all seriousness, hopefully, we can get this one funded quickly, and then you can send me some other customers you were discussing.
Yeah, because we got a lot of stuff. I guess right now everybody's got a lot of stuff going, which is good. It's not bad.
The way that I work, and just, a little about myself, my whole thing is, like, work really, really hard, be nice, and let the chips fall where they may. I do think that some of the stuff that I bring to the table that's a little unique is that I'm a combination of someone who's extremely hungry for business but also extremely competent. So if you send me customers, you're not going to get the lip service of, hey, thanks so much. Thanks for sending the deal. It's great. And then not call you back or not know what's going on. I know these transactions back to front. So it's a combination of both things. And, you know, in terms of credit, are you familiar with credit scores? I don't know if you're not, if you are or aren't.
Just a little bit. I mean, mine's around 650, but I took a couple hits on some medical issues. But
okay.
What do you typically need to be in?
Well, that's the cool thing about us. I can buy deals from your customers as low as 550.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. So what makes me really unique is that I love the clean deals. I'm not the garbage collector. So I'm not the guy where you're like, right. Well, I've whored out this deal to everyone and their mother. Okay. He just filed bankruptcy. Let's send it to Ruben. No, probably not going to work out. But I am a good person to send to where their deal quality, I work with customers that have perfect credit or with customers that have crap credit. And yeah, down to 550 is kind of the lowest that I can go. We can buy a lot of high risk paper. It's still pretty decent terms. That's what makes us. And we don't require, you know, most people, the reality is most people in our sphere require business credit, people to be in business credit, people to be in business at least 3 years, good credit. They want to buy lower risk deals. We like those deals, but we can buy people with as low as 550. We can buy people that are starting their business. We can buy people that have some no business credit or bad business credit. There's a million different reasons to help someone out.
Well, that's good if you can do that. Now, who funds you guys?
So here's how we work. We're a lender and a broker and a syndicator. Do you know what I mean by those three or no?
Well, I know what two of them are. I don't know what syndicator means.
Okay. So the vast majority of the deals that we're buying, are you familiar with the leasing industry or no?
A little bit. I mean, we do some, I mean, with it, but I mean, okay. I don't know all the details. I'm not a banker.
Okay. Basically, I think the big concern for an equipment dealer is making sure their customers get taken care of, but also the problem with leasing in a nutshell is most leasing people, even when they take business from vendors, if the deals are imperfect, they're looking for ways to maximize their profit, okay? So let's just say you kick a deal over to me, and I'm the standard leasing guy. My incentive is to I'm a commission-only person traditionally, and I'm going to maximize my commission. And that generally means a very high rate for your customer. However,
What do you mean a high rate? What do you consider a high rate?
Well, I just mean people throwing on tons of profit. So it's kind of like this. You buy, say your product costs $20,000 to buy and you're selling it for $24,000 and your profit's $4,000. Well, same goes for money. People are always adding cost to that. But what I'm saying is that most people in this business, unless MFS is a great company, I don't believe they operate this way. I think they're a straight direct lender from what I understand. They might, I don't know what else they do, but I think they operate a little differently. But when you talk about some higher risk paper, most people are going to tell your client it's my way or the highway. That's it. Because they're looking to make the max amount of money. Because most clients are, I'm sure you understand that most clients don't really do repeat business. They're kind of here today, gone tomorrow, correct?
In the stone industry, it's really unregulated. Yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah. So, I mean, but even in any small business, look, I'm fortunate that most of the attitude that I take is give people a good deal so that hopefully they'll come back to you. That doesn't mean that they will always come back to you. But what I'll do is if you send me deals that are high risk.
People buy from people. And if, you know, you're somebody that you can be counted on when you call, you pick up the phone. If you make a mistake, you say, hey, I made a mistake. If you're just straightforward and honest like that with people, a lot of times it helps. I mean, there's a lot of shady people out there that, you know, of every situation. But most of the time, there still are good people out there that want somebody that they can depend on for what they're looking for.
I wish the truth, but it's something that's very dying in our industry. It's not the truth for most people. I still have that attitude, and that's why I'm very fortunate and kind of an outlier in this industry. But basically, you mentioned high rates. So I'll put it this way, and I'm very easy at showing my cards. There's no like incentive for me to lie. So the average person who you're going to send a deal to, except for a direct lender like MFS, is going to try to put about 15 to 20% profit margin on the cost of money. So regardless, and like I said, I'm waiting for an update on your file, but kind of spilling my cards up front. Let's say you send a customer to a random leasing company. They're going to try to put 20% profit margin on imperfect deals. For me, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm listening.
That profit margin is really more around 3 to 5%. So I don't have the incentive to basically take your client to the cleaners because I want to keep you happy. Well, what makes me happy? Well, if I can fund about 3 to 4 deals for you on a monthly basis, but this way, if I can fund 3 to 4 deals and your average deal size is what, 20 to 40 grand, I'm guessing, correct?
No, we go up to 150.
Okay. But so is this like a very small sale for you, or do you have a lot of pieces that are?
Yeah, this is a small sale for us.
Okay.
This is our cheapest low blowing machine.
Okay.
Well, I shouldn't say that. The guy that built it, designed it, he actually invented it. It's a miter machine. It cuts miters on granite and marble, and it's a pretty simple machine, but you know, we've got about 600 to 800 of them sold between Australia and the US.
So let me give you kind of an idea of how it works, and then I'll let you go because I do owe you an update. But so if you take about, say, let's just say a $50,000 deal, okay? The way that most people in my industry make their living is by making that cost very, very expensive. Well, the problem is, especially for high-risk paper, many of these customers, they want to push back on price. And when you talk about high rates, it's when you combine high cost of money with high cost of profit commission for a salesperson. The customer goes, there's no way I'm going to borrow $50,000 and over 5 years pay back $100,000. I'm not desperate. They're just saying, I'm just not going to do it. It doesn't sit well with them.
Let me just ask a question, Ruben. Typically, they come to you guys because they can't get the money from the bank. Is that correct?
No. So actually, well, there's two sides to our business. So in terms of, let's take your typical customer. So your customer got referred to me through actually a vendor that I worked with initially. So there's a lot of vendors in the stone industry who I work with. I'm sure you're aware of like Regent Stone Products, correct?
Yeah, they're in the East Coast. They're kind of a small outfit.
They do quite a bit of business. I'm sure you're aware of Brax and Bragg, correct?
Yeah, Brax and Bragg. We work exclusively with Baca Systems and Grand Quartz.
Okay.
They just bought our Grand City Tool as well.
Okay. So let's say you're an equipment dealer, and we do a tremendous amount of stone equipment in this industry. But for most vendors that we work with, they're looking for a partner that they can send deals to and not really worry about them. So you currently have a relationship. Your partner is MSF, correct?
Yeah, Gabriel.
So you're saying, hey, look, here's the deal. Talk to these guys. I guess the question I'd ask you is, how many deals that you send to MSF a month?
I'm averaging between 1 and 2. A lot of guys are funding themselves from what we've seen. He's doing about 1 or 2 a month for us.
Okay. And do they all get approved? Do they all get declined? Is it a mix?
I've had all of them approved except this last one I just sent over. I've known the customer for 15 years. He's wanting to grow his shop and buy his first bridge saw. And I used to sell tooling for Grand Quartz and Keystone back in the day out of a truck. And so that's how I got to know this guy. But he always paid his bills. He's been in business. He's established. But I don't know what... he was able to get a truck, but for some reason he went to the bank and they wanted to fingerprint him and everything else for this thing, and he just kind of
why did MSF decline him?
Well, they haven't got back with me yet, but they've been sitting on it for about 3 days now.
Have they given you any feedback?
No, I haven't gotten anything back yet other than they're just working on it.
Do you know what the customer's credit score is by any chance?
I have no idea. Okay. I could give you their name. I don't know if you could look it up.
No, I don't want to like crawl into your relationship. I would figure out if they're honestly declined or unhappy first before you send it over to me. Sometimes clients kind of feel it from all angles and it doesn't work out. But I will just tell you from my experience, a lot of the deals that I see from the vendors that I work with, your question was, and I think I should answer it really easily, is why not just work with your bank? Typical banks do not want to work with typical small business stone customers. It's just too risky. A lot of these deals don't pay. They just don't. And anyone that says otherwise is just blowing smoke. A lot of these deals are high risk or don't fit a traditional bank's model. So the vendors that I work with send me business because they're like, hey, look, you're good at closing these deals. Here's the client. Get them approved. Get me paid. I don't want to hear anything else. Great. There's another side of my business. Another side of my business is a lot of referrals. So a lot of customers that come into me have already get my name and number from someone else they've already worked with, and they send me over that referral. Sam is just a customer that I worked with previously. Like I said, the only thing on his specific program is getting you approved as a vendor, which is one thing I'm waiting on.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But well, yeah, cool, that's,
man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but you know, I guess kind of where I, you know, to give you a little feedback, and if you're seeing a lot of success with MSF, that's fantastic. If you're if your current customer cannot get approved, let me know. Just so you know what it takes for me to get deals approved up front. Any deal below $100,000 takes me about an hour or two to get approved. Any deal above $100,000 sometimes takes quite a bit longer, maybe 4 hours to a day.
Oh, okay. All right.
Go ahead.
All right, man. Well, let's move forward. We'll get this deal done, and we'll see what happens with this other customer of mine, and then go from there.
Perfect. I'll give you an update in about 2 hours, okay? You got my email, correct?
All right. Yep, Ruben, thanks for the communication.
You got it, brother. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.